Never shall you attain the highest state of virtue unless you spend in the cause of Allah, out of that which you love. And whatever you spend, Allah indeed knows it well. All the pure food, which is lawful in Islam, was lawful for the children of Israel, except what Israel forbade himself before the advent of Torah. Say, bring then the Torah and read it if you are right in your assertions. Now whoso forges a lie against Allah after that, it is they who are the unjust. Say, now that it has been proved that Allah has declared the truth, therefore follow the creed of Abraham the upright, and he was not of the polytheist. Verily, the first house founded for the good of humankind is the one at Becca. It is the house full of blessings and a means of guidance for all the peoples. Therein are clear memorials. The first is the place where Abraham stood for prayers. Secondly, whosoever enters it is in a state of peace and security. Thirdly, pilgrimage to the house is due to Allah from every one of humankind who is physically, financially, and in many other ways able, and has the means to make the journey thereto. And whosoever disobeys, let him remember that Allah is independent of the worlds. Say, O you people of the Scripture, why do you deny the messages of Allah, while Allah is witness to all that you do? Say, O people of the Scripture, why do you hinder him who believes from following the path of Allah? You try to seek crookedness in it, while you yourselves are witnesses to its truth. And Allah is not at all unmindful of what you do. O you who believe, if you obey a section of those who have been given the Scripture, they will turn you back into disbelievers after having believed. And how would you disbelieve while the messages of Allah are rehearsed to you and His Messenger is present in your midst? And whosoever holds fast to Allah is indeed guided on to the exact right path. O you who believe, observe your duty to Allah as it ought to be observed, and let not death overtake you unless you be in a state of complete submission to your Lord. Hold fast to the means of access to Allah altogether, and do not be disunited, and remember Allah's favors to you when you were enemies one to another. He united your hearts in love, so that by His grace you became brethren, and you were on the brink of a pit of fire. He saved you therefrom. Thus does Allah explain to you His messages and miracles, that you may be guided aright. And let there always be a community of such people among you who should call people to goodness and enjoin equity and forbid evil. It is these who shall attain to their goal. And do not be like those who were disunited and fell into variance after clear proofs had come to them. It is these for whom a great punishment awaits. On the day when some faces shall be lit up by happiness, and some faces shall be clouded because of sorrow, it will be said to those faces who are clouded, "Is it not true that you disbelieved after your belief? Taste now the punishment because you disbelieved." And as for those whose faces shall be lit up, they shall come under the mercy of Allah, and in it they shall abide forever. Such are the revelations of Allah comprising the truth. We rehearse them to you, and Allah means no injustice to any of His creatures. And to Allah belongs whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is in the earth, and all matters stand referred to Allah. You are the noblest people raised up for the good of humankind. You enjoin equity and forbid evil, and you believe truly in Allah. Had the people of the Scripture also believed, it would surely have been best for them. Some of them are believers, yet most of them are disobedient. They shall do you no harm except a trifling hurt, and if they fight you, they will show you their backs and flee. They shall never be helped then. Smitten are they with ignominy, wherever they are found, unless they have a bond of protection from Allah, or a bond of security from the people. They have incurred the displeasure of Allah, and have been condemned to humiliation. That is so because they would disbelieve in the messages of Allah, and would seek to kill the prophets without any just cause. And that is so because they rebelled and had been transgressing as usual. They, the people of the Scripture, are not all alike. Among these people of the Scripture, there are some upright people. They rehearse the message of Allah in the hours of the night, and they prostrate themselves in His worship. They believe in Allah and the Last Day, and enjoin good and forbid evil. And they vie one with another in doing good deeds. And it is these who are of the truly righteous. And whatever good they do, they shall not be denied its due recognition. And Allah knows well those who guard against evil. Verily, as to those who disbelieve, neither their possessions nor their children shall avail them aught against the punishment of Allah. And it is they who are the fellows of the fire. Therein shall they live long. That which they spend for the present life bears likeness with the wind wherein is freezing cold, which smites the tilth of the people who have done injustice to themselves. So it destroys it. Allah does no injustice to them, but they wrong themselves. O you who believe, do not hold other people as confidants of your secrets to the exclusion of your own honest folk. Such people shall not be remiss to corrupt you. They love all that by which you get into trouble. Gross hatred has already expressed itself through the utterances of their mouths, and what their hearts conceal is far worse. Now we have explained the messages fully to you, if you would only understand. Behold, you are those who love them, while they do not love you, though you believe in every divine book, in the whole of it. And when they meet you, they say, "We believe." And when they are alone, they bite their fingertips out of rage against you. Say, "Perish in your rage. Surely Allah knows the inmost secrets of your hearts." If anything good contacts you, it hurts them. But if an evil afflicts you, they rejoice thereat. However, if you patiently persevere and ward off evil, their machination will do you no harm at all. Verily, Allah encompasses all their activities. And recall the time when you, O Prophet, went forth early in the morning from your family, assigning to the believers their battle post in the Battle of Uhud. And Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. When two groups from among you were disposed to show cowardliness, and Allah was the protecting friend of them both, and in Allah the believers should put their trust. Surely Allah had already helped you at the Battle of Badr, while you were utterly weak. Therefore, take Allah as a shield, so that He may bless you and you may give Him thanks. Recall the time when you said to the believers, "Does it not suffice you that your Lord should reinforce you with 3,000 angels sent down by Him?" Indeed it does. And if you patiently persevere and guard against evil, and they, the enemies, come upon you suddenly and in hot haste of theirs, your Lord will reinforce you with 5,000 swooping and havoc-making angels. And Allah meant not this help by the angels, except as good tidings of victory for you, and to set your hearts at ease therewith. There is no real help and victory except from Allah alone, the Almighty, the All-Wise. God will do accordingly at Uhud, with the result that he may cut off a section of those who disbelieve and their leaders and vanquish others with humiliation so that they might go back utterly frustrated. O Prophet, you have no say whatsoever in the matter. It is up to him alone whether he turns towards them with mercy or punishes them because they are certainly wrongdoers. And to Allah belongs whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is in the earth. He protects against sins whom he will and punishes whom he will. Allah is great protector, ever merciful. O you who believe, do not practice usury and interest involving multiple additions, and keep your duty to Allah, and take him as a shield so that you may prosper. Be on your guard against the fire which has been prepared for the disbelievers, and obey Allah and this messenger, that you may be shown mercy. Wing your way to the protection of your Lord, and to the paradise whose expanse is as vast as the heavens and the earth. It is prepared for those who become secure against evil. Those who spend in the cause of Allah, in prosperity and adversity, and those who suppress anger and pardon the offenses of the people. And Allah loves such doers of good to others. And those who, when they commit any act of indecency or do injustice to themselves, remember Allah and implore Him for protection against their sins. And who can protect against sins except Allah? And they do not deliberately persist in wrongdoing. It is these whose reward is protection from their Lord, and gardens served with running streams. Therein they shall live forever. How excellent is the reward of the painstaking in the right direction! Surely there have been diverse dispensations before you. So travel in the land and see how evil was the fate of those who cried lies to the prophets. This Quran is a clear exposition of the truth for humankind to follow, and a means to guidance, and an exhortation to those who guard against evil and are dutiful to God and people. Therefore slacken not, nor grieve, and when you are true believers, you shall certainly be triumphant. If you have received an outer injury, surely the disbelieving people have already received a similar injury. These days of vicissitudes are those which we cause to alternate among the people. It is so that you may be admonished, and that, among other things, Allah may distinguish those who really believe, and so that He may raise martyrs from among you. And Allah does not love the unjust. And it is so that Allah may purge all the impurities of those who truly believe, and so that He may wipe off the disbelievers gradually. Do you suppose that you would enter paradise while Allah has not yet distinguished those of you who strive hard in the cause of Allah, and has not yet distinguished the patiently persevering? And you used to long for death before you met it, but now you have seen it, and you will see yet many more wonders happen. And Muhammad is but a messenger. Surely all messengers have passed away before him. Would you recant it if he dies or be killed? And he who recants shall do no harm at all to Allah, and Allah will certainly reward the grateful. Nor can a living being die save by the leave of Allah, a decree with a prescribed term. And he who desires the reward for his deeds of this world, we grant him thereof. And he who desires the reward of the hereafter, we grant him thereof, and we will certainly reward the grateful. There has been many a prophet beside whom many worshippers of the Lord fought. They were neither unnerved on account of all that befell them in the cause of Allah, nor did they weaken, nor did they show inconsistency against their adversary. Allah certainly loves such patiently persevering ones. Their word of prayer was only that they said, "Our Lord, grant us protection against the consequences of our sins and our excesses in our conduct, and make our foothold firm, and grant us victory over the disbelieving people." So Allah granted them the reward of this world as also an excellent reward of the hereafter. And Allah loves the doers of good to others. O you who believe, if you obey those who have disbelieved, they will make you turn apostates so that you will become losers. Nay, Allah is your patron and protector, and He is the best of the helpers. We shall certainly strike terror into the hearts of those who have disbelieved, because they have associated with Allah that for which He has sent down no authority. Their abode is the fire, and how dismal is the lodging of the wrongdoers. And certainly Allah had made good His promise to you when you were slaying them to pieces by His leave in the battle of Uhud, until, when you became lax and disagreed among yourselves about the implications of the order of the Prophet, and you disobeyed your leader, Abdullah bin Jubair, after he had brought that victory which you desired within your sight, he withdrew his help from you. There were some among you who desired the present life, and among you were those who desired the life to come. Then he turned you away from gaining clear victory over them, the enemy, that he might reveal your true selves. Yet he surely pardoned you. Allah is gracious to the believers. When you were going hard and far in pursuit of the enemy in the battle of Uhud, and you would not cast even a side glance at and wait for anyone while the messenger was calling out to you from your rear to come back. So he gave you greater sorrow, which proved unreal later on in place of the sorrow you had already, in order that you should not grieve over what you had missed of clear victory, nor over what befell you of the hardships. And Allah is well aware of what you do. Then after the sorrow, He sent down tranquility upon you, a slumber which overwhelmed a party of you, while another party of the hypocrites, whom their own personal interest had made anxious, entertained unjustly false notions about Allah, like the false notions they used to bear in the days of ignorance. They said, "Have we any authority in the execution of the matter of administration?" Say, "The whole authority rests with Allah." They hide in their minds thoughts which they would not disclose to you. They say, "If we had any authority in the execution of the matter of administration, we would not have been killed here." Say, "Even if you had been confined in your homes, surely those who were ordained to be slain would have, nevertheless, gone forth to the places where they were destined to fall." And all this that took place in the battle of Uhud was that Allah might reveal what was in your hearts, and so that He might purge what was in your minds. And Allah knows well what is in the minds of the people. Surely those of you who turned their backs on the day when two armies met in the battlefield of Uhud, it was Satan indeed who sought to seduce them to do so, without any intention on their part, because of certain other doings of theirs, and most certainly Allah has already pardoned them. Verily Allah is great protector, ever forbearing. O you who believe, do not be like those who have concealed the truth, and who say of their brethren when they, the latter, travel in the land, or go forth on any campaign, and fall martyrs, "Had they been with us, they would not have died or been killed." They say it so that Allah makes this a cause of intense regret in their heart. The fact, however, is that it is Allah who gives life and causes death. Allah sees well all that you do. And if you are killed in the cause of Allah, or you die, Surely you will find that the protection from Allah and His mercy, which fall to your lot, are far better than what they who have concealed the truth amass. Indeed, whether you die or be killed, verily you shall be gathered together and brought before Allah. So, O Prophet, it is owing to the great mercy of Allah that you are gentle towards them. Had you been harsh, hard-hearted, they would have certainly dispersed from around you. Hence, pardon them and ask protection for them, and consult them in matters of administration. And when you are determined after due consultation, put your trust in Allah. Verily, Allah loves those who put their trust in Him. If Allah goes on helping you, there is none to overcome you. And if He forsakes you, then who is there that will help you besides Him? Let the believers put their trust in Allah alone. It is not possible for a prophet to be guilty of a breach of trust. But whoever else is guilty of a breach of trust, he will have to bring forth that about which he had been guilty on the day of resurrection, when every soul shall be paid in full for what it has accomplished, and they shall not be done any injustice. Can the person who always follows the good pleasure of Allah be like the person who has incurred the displeasure of Allah and whose abode is Jahannam? What an evil destined abode it is! They, the believers and the prophets, have exalted degrees of rank and grace with Allah, and Allah sees well of all that they do. Verily, Allah has bestowed a favor on the believers when He has raised amongst them a great messenger from amongst themselves, who recites to them His messages and purifies them and teaches them the book and the wisdom, although before this they were steeped in flagrant error. So what when you suffered a loss at the Battle of Uhud? You had already inflicted a loss upon your enemy twice as heavy as that at the Battle of Badr. You began to say, "Whence is this?" Say, "It is of your own making." Surely Allah is the possessor of full power to do all that He will. And that which befell you on the day when the two armies met at Uhud was so by the leave of Allah, and it happened thus so that He might distinguish the believers, and that He might distinguish those who practice hypocrisy. Indeed, it was said to them, "Come forward, fight in the cause of Allah, or at least help the defenses." They said, "If we but knew that it would be a fight, we would surely follow you." But the Muslims were going to a sure destruction. On that day, they were nearer to disbelief than to belief. They say with their mouths that which is not in their minds, and Allah knows best all that they conceal. It is these who said of their brethren, whilst they themselves stayed behind declining the field, "If they had obeyed us, they would not have been killed." Say, then avert death from yourselves if you are right. And think not of those who have been killed in the cause of Allah as dead. Nay, they are alive, enjoying the company of their ever-living Lord, and well provided as they deserve to be for an everlasting life, jubilant because of that which Allah has given them out of His grace. They are receiving glad tidings also about those believers similar to themselves who are still left behind them in this world and have not yet joined them, that they shall have no cause of fear, nor shall they grieve. Rather, they will be victorious and will see the promise of Allah fulfilled. And they, the martyrs, are also receiving glad tidings that those who have been left behind in the world are happy because of the favors of Allah and His great bounty, and that Allah does not suffer the reward of the believers to be lost. Those who responded to the call of Allah and the Messenger after they had received an injury at Uhud, for those amongst them who did their duty well and warded off evil by pursuing the enemy forces the next day. There awaits a great reward. Those to whom at the time of the expedition said, "People have assembled against you, so fear them." But this threat of danger increased their faith, and they said, "Allah is sufficient for us, and He is an excellent disposer of affairs." Hence, they returned with a mighty blessing from Allah and a great bounty. They suffered no harm whatsoever, and they followed the good pleasure of Allah. Indeed, Allah is the possessor of great bounty. Now you have come to know that it is Satan, in fact, who merely threatens through his friends. So do not fear them. Rather, fear me if you are true believers. And do not let those who vie with one another in following the ways of disbelief grieve you. Surely they shall not be able to do the slightest harm to Allah. It is Allah's will to assign them no portion in the hereafter. Rather, there awaits them a great punishment. Those who preferred disbelief to belief will not be able to do the least harm to Allah. A grievous punishment awaits them. And do not let those who disbelieve think that the respite we give them is good for them. Surely we grant them respite, but they do not avail it, with the result that they add to their sins. A humiliating punishment awaits them. And Allah is not going to leave you, the believers, as you are, unless He has distinguished the corrupt from the good. Nor is Allah going to reveal fully to every one of you the unseen. But Allah chooses for His messages such of His messengers as He will. Believe therefore in Allah and His messengers, and remember, if you believe truly and guard against evil, then there is for you a great reward. And do not let those who behave niggardly in spending what Allah has granted them of His bounty think that it is good for them. Nay, it is bad for them. They shall certainly have the things that they were niggardly about hung about their necks like halters on the day of resurrection. And to Allah belongs the heritage of the heavens and the earth. Indeed, Allah is well aware of all that you do. Allah has most certainly heard the words of those who said, "Allah is poor and we are rich." Certainly we shall record what they say and their efforts towards seeking to kill the prophets unjustly. And we shall say at the time of retribution, "Taste now the punishment of burning." This punishment is because of that which your own hands have sent forward, and the fact is that Allah is not at all unjust to His servants. These are the very Jews who said, "Surely Allah has enjoined us not to believe in any messenger unless he brings us an offering which is consumed by the fire." Say, "Surely messengers have come to you before me with clear signs, and with that of which you speak. Why then did you seek to kill them, if you have been right in your demand? But if they cry lies to you, you need not be disheartened. Even so lies were cried to many messengers before you, who came with clear signs, with the books full of wisdom, and with the glorious scripture. Every living being is destined to taste death, and you shall verily be paid in full your rewards on the day of resurrection. Then whoso is removed away from the fire and is admitted to paradise, he has, of course, successfully attained his goal. And the life of this world is nothing but a vain provision causing negligence. You shall certainly be tried in your substance and lives, and you shall certainly hear from those who were given the scripture before you, and from those who set up equals to God, a good deal of hurtful abuse. But if you are patiently persevering and guard against evil, then this attitude is worth being followed with constancy and firm determination. Recall the time when Allah took a covenant from those who were given the scripture that you must explain the teachings of this scripture to the people and not conceal it. But they threw it away behind their backs and accepted a paltry price for it. How evil is that which they have chosen? You should not think, indeed, you should not think that those who exult in what they have brought about and love to be praised for what they have not done are secure from punishment. Rather, a woeful punishment awaits them. The sovereignty of the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah alone, and Allah is the possessor of full power to do all that He will. Surely in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of the night and the day, there are many signs for people of pure and clear understanding. These are the persons who remember Allah standing and sitting and lying on their sides, and reflect upon the creation of the heavens and the earth, and say, Our Lord, You have not created all this in vain. Glory be to You. Save us from the punishment of the fire. Our Lord, whomsoever You cause to enter the fire, You have truly disgraced him, and there will be none to help these unjust. Our Lord, certainly we heard a crier calling to the faith, saying, Believe in your Lord, and we have believed. Our Lord, protect us against the sins and rid us of our evils and cause us to die, and after death count us with the virtuous. Our Lord, grant us what you have promised us through your messengers and do not disgrace us on the day of resurrection. Surely you do not break your promise. Their Lord then accepted their prayer for them, saying, I will not most certainly suffer the deed of any doer of good from among you, whether male or female, to be lost, the one of you being as the other. Hence, those who have emigrated and have been driven out of their homes and have been persecuted in my cause and who have fought and been killed, surely I will absolve them of their evils and will, of course, admit them into gardens served with running streams, a reward from Allah, and Allah with him is the fairest reward to offer. Do not let the moving about in the land of those who have disbelieved deceive you. It is a brief provision, then Jahannam shall be their abode. What an evil place of rest. But those who took their Lord as a shield shall have gardens served with running streams. Therein shall they live forever, an entertainment from Allah Himself, and that which is with Allah is better still for the virtuous. There are some among the people of the scripture who believe in Allah and in that which has been revealed to you, and in that which has been revealed to them, humbling themselves before Allah. They barter not the messages of Allah for a paltry price. It is these whose reward is due with their Lord. Indeed, Allah is swift in reckoning. O you who believe, be patiently persevering and strive to excel the disbelievers in being patiently persevering and guard the frontiers and ward off evil, and keep your duty to Allah, so that you may attain your goal. Al-Nisa, the Women. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. O you people, take as a shield your Lord who created you from a single being, and from the same stock from which He created the man, He created his spouse, and through them both he caused to spread a large number of men and women. O people, regard Allah with reverence, in whose name you appeal to one another, and be regardful to the ties of relationship, particularly from the female side. Verily, Allah ever keeps watch over you. and give the orphans their property, and substitute not your worthless things for their good one, nor consume their property, mingling it along with your own property, for this indeed is a great sin. And if you wish to marry them, and you fear that you will not be able to do justice to the orphan girls, then marry them not, rather marry of women other than these, as may be agreeable to you. You may marry two or three or four, provided you do justice to them. But if you fear that you will not be able to deal with all of them equitably, then confine yourselves only to one, or you may marry that whom your right hands possess, your female captives of war. That is the best way to avoid doing injustice. And give the women their dowers unasked, willingly and as agreed gift. But if they be pleased to remit you a portion thereof, of their own free will, then take it with grace and pleasure. And do not make over to the weak of understanding your property which Allah has made a means of subsistence for you, but provide for them their maintenance, and clothe them out of its profits, and speak to them words of kind advice. And keep on testing the orphans until they attain the age of marriage. Then if you perceive in them sound judgment, deliver to them their property, and do not consume it extravagantly and hastily as they grow up, fearing lest they should claim it when they attain the age of marriage. And let him, the guardian, who can afford to do without, let him avoid remuneration. But he who is needy may charge reasonable remuneration with equity. And when you hand over to them, the orphans, their property, let there be some witnesses to attest, and Allah is enough as a reckoner and call you to account. As the basis of law of inheritance, for men is a share in the property that the parents and near relations leave behind, and the women shall have a share in the property that the parents and the near relations leave behind, whether it, the property, be small or large, a determined share ordained by Allah. And when there are present at the division of the heritage other relatives and the orphans and the needy, then give them something out of it and speak to them kind words. And let the persons who divide the heritage be afraid of Allah, for if they leave behind them their own weak offspring, they would be anxious on their account. Let them therefore keep their duty to Allah and let them say the right thing. Verily, those who consume the property of the orphans unjustly, as a matter of fact, feed their bellies with fire, and they shall certainly burn in a blazing fire. Allah prescribes the following law of inheritance for your children. For male is the equal of the portion of two females, but if they be all females, two or more than two, for them is two-thirds of what he, the deceased, has left. And if there be only one, for her is the half, and for his parents. For each one of the two is a sixth of what he has left, if he, the deceased, has a child. But if he has no child, and his parents only be his heirs, then for the mother is one-third, and the rest two-thirds is for the father. But if there be in addition to his parents, his brothers and sisters, then there is one-sixth for the mother after the payment of any bequest he may have bequeathed, or still more important, of any debt, bequest made by the testator, and his debts shall however be satisfied first. Your fathers and your children, you do not know which of them deserve better to benefit from you. This fixing of portions is from Allah. Surely Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. And for you is half of that which your wives leave behind if they have no child. But if they have a child, then for you is one-fourth of what they leave behind, after the payment of any bequest that may be bequeathed, or still more important, of any of their debt. And for them, your wives, is one-fourth of what you leave behind if you have no child. But if you leave a child, then for them is an eighth of what you leave after the payment of any bequest you have bequeathed, or still more important, of any debt. And if there be a man or a woman whose heritage is to be divided, and he or she, the deceased, has no child, and he or she has left behind a brother or a sister, then for each one of the twain is a sixth. But if they be more than one, then they are equal sharers in one-third after the payment of any bequest bequeathed, or still more important, of any debt, provided such bequest made by the testator and the debt shall be without any intent of being harmful to the interest of the heirs. This is an injunction from Allah, and Allah is all-knowing, most forbearing. These are the limits of the law imposed by Allah, and who obeys Allah and His Messenger, He will admit them into gardens served with running streams. Therein they shall abide forever, and that is a great achievement. But whoso disobeys Allah and His Messenger, and transgresses the limits imposed by Him, He will make him enter fire, where he shall abide long, and for him is a humiliating punishment. As to those of your women who commit sexual perversity, call in four of you to witness against them, and if they bear witness, then confine them to their houses until death overtakes them, or Allah makes for them a way out. And if two of your males commit the same act of indecency, then punish them both. So if they repent and amend, keeping their conduct good, then turn aside from them. Verily Allah is oft returning with compassion, ever merciful. Verily Allah undertakes to accept the repentance of only those who do evil through lack of knowledge, then repent soon after. Such are the person towards whom Allah turns with mercy. And Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. But repentance is of no avail to those who go on doing evil deeds until when death visits one of them, he says, I do repent now. Nor is it of any use to those who die whilst they are disbelievers. It is for such people that we have prepared a woeful punishment. O you who believe, it is not lawful for you to treat women of your deceased relatives as inherited property by force, nor shall you detain them that you may take away part of that which you had given them, except that they commit flagrant indecency. But consort with them in peace. Then, if you have a dislike for them, it may be that you dislike a thing, but Allah has placed a good deal of good in it. And if you desire to take one wife in place of another wife, and you have given one of them a huge treasure, then take nothing from that which you have given. Would you take it by false accusation and by committing an open sin? And how can you take it when you have already lain with one another, and they have bound you down to a firm and solemn covenant by marriage? And marry not those women whom your fathers had married, except what had already passed. For it is a thing highly indecent and repugnant, and an evil practice. Forbidden to you for marriage are your mothers, your daughters, your sisters, your paternal aunts, and your maternal aunts, and the daughters of a brother, and the daughters of a sister, and your foster mothers who have given suck to you, and your foster sisters, and the mothers of your wives, and your stepdaughters who are being brought up under your care and have been born of your wives by their former husbands, unto whom you have gone in. But if you have not gone in unto them, then there is no blame on you in marrying their daughters, and the wives of your sons who are from your own loins. And it is forbidden to you to keep in wedlock two sisters at one and the same time, except what has already passed. Surely Allah is most protector against faults, ever merciful.